has been suggested is that it might be possible to test the levels of testosterone in the womb around the growing fetus. It looks from research that's published today as if the higher testosterone levels in the amniotic fluid around the fetus might actually be linked to the development of autistic traits in children as they grow up. This is research that's been done on normal children, not autistic children, but we all have some autistic traits. I'm talking about perhaps being less sociable, less verbally agile, and also perhaps being less empathetic to other people.
Well, autism is what is known as a spectrum disorder. Can you define that for us?
Autism spectrum disorder runs a long way from the development of minor difficult traits such as children not being very sociable and not being very verbally skilled, which might lead to learning difficulties, right through to people who probably can't live a normal life outside of an institution, who can't communicate with anybody, who couldn't hold a conversation. And somewhere around there also are some very interesting, very brilliant people who perhaps become mathematicians or musicians. What you can't possibly know if you have a prenatal test in the womb, is what level of autism, what place on the autistic spectrum your child would have.
Finally, Sarah, do we know the causes of autism?
This has been one of the reasons why autism has been such an emotional and controversial area, really, and especially, I think, why people got so very upset and there were over the MMR debate, because we don't know the causes of autism, and often we've had some very late diagnoses as well of children with autism. But they think that they know that autism is a genetic disorder because it does run in families. But it isn't completely genetic because you have identical twins sometimes where one twin is autistic and the other is not. So it seems to be a combination of genes and environment. We don't know what the environmental factors are. But a lot of genes are now being identified, over 100 of them so far, that do have some link with autism. And it does look that if we don't have a prenatal test featuring testosterone, then one day you may be able to do pre-implantation genetic diagnosis. It's the same thing that we saw with the breast cancer gene recently. And so you would actually be able to, again, identify an embryo that tending towards autism. And again, that could lead to a termination.